Today I'd like to begin the last inyan we're going to do this semester. It's Hadlakas Neir. I decided instead of starting Borer now, we don't have enough time to do it properly. We'll do a three-part Shiurim on Hadlakas Neir Shabbos. Hopefully today and tomorrow and Tuesday. I mean, it could be tomorrow. We might be beginning to do or finish off the Zakin Mamre Inyan from the other time, but and then we're going to start Chazara and Zem. Okay. The Rambam Parakei Halacha Aleph writes, page 1, Hadlakas Neir B'Shabbos Einu Rishus. It's not an option. On one hand, it's not an option. On the other hand, it's not something like the Tilas Yadayim, where there's no chiv to try to do it. It's if you're in a situation that you want to eat bread, so you wash the Tilas Yadayim. El Zechova. It's an obligation. The Tilas Yadayim is not an obligation. The Tilas Yadayim is if you want to eat bread, you wash the Tilas Yadayim. This is a Chova. Ve'echad anoshim ve'echad noshim chayovim liyot batayim near Dolph B'Shabbos. And this is not a mitzvah only for the women, it's a mitzvah on the men as well. Afilu ein lo ma yochal. Even if you don't have anything to eat, meaning you're a poor person, shoel al apsochim. You have to go and knock on people's doors to get a handout. Seneris Shabbos. Lekech shem el madlik a sener, shezeh b'chlal onet Shabbos. So, this is b'chlal onet Shabbos. There's And we'll see what the inyan is. Again, we're just getting our feet wet here. That part of Onik Shabbos is that you should have, as we'll see, you shouldn't sit in the dark. You can't enjoy it. There's going to be a certain lack of enjoyment if you are sitting in the dark. So B'chal Onik Shabbos is that you should have a near dolok. And V'chayim l'varech chodim hadlaka. You have to make a bracha. Shekin shodu b'mitzvoso v'tzivodu ladlik ner shal Shabbos. K'nech shavarech al kol advarim shu chayim b'hem yidivir sofer. It has to be, and you make a bracha. Like on any mitzvah d'rabbanon. You make a bracha on this as well. Then he continues. Mutter l'shtamish b'ner shal Shabbos v'hu l'shalo yehe adover tzorich iyan harbe. Whereas you could take something and read it by the ner. Again, their ner meant oil and a wick. Av adover shal tzorich l'daktik b'riyoso, something that you really have to look closely to, or something that you manage have to, it's not so easy to read, so you have to bring it to the near to read. So we're afraid if you're going to bring it to the oil, you're going to come and start manipulating the fire, and you're going to be violating an Isser on Shabbos, so that you're not allowed to bring close to the near. Also lavchino or near zir shemiyata. Gimel, hamadlik tzarich lahadlik mivod yom kodim shkiyas achama. You have to light before shkiyas achama. What would you say about this line of the Rambam? Poshut. If you light after shkiyas achama, that's what it's chil Shabbos. So is that what the Rambam is telling us here, that you shouldn't be mechal Shabbos? Right? What is he trying to tell us? Rambam doesn't hold from Tosefta Shabbos, right? Rambam only holds from Tosefta Yom Kippur. So, what's the Rambam trying to tell us? Isn't that obvious? That a madlik tzarek lahadlik mi bod yom kolim shkiyas acham?
No, Rav Barak, you always have something. I think he's just saying that it shouldn't be that for like a minute of a kid. It should be before. He should be doing that.
That's what he's saying. Don't wait till the last minute. I mean,
just reiterate. Yeah, it should be a place in the diet. Oh, yo.
Right. It should be.
In
other words, give yourself leeway so you shouldn't violate Shabbos. Could be. Kevin? I mean, you might think that you could do it at Ben Shmashos, even though Ben Shmashos is Suffolk Lila.
Maybe that's
not usual.
Jonathan? I mean, we're all coming out of the subdivision, we know that it's possible, but when you hear Tzalab Aleph say that it's a mitzvah of only Shabbos, you might think, how did the mitzvah of only Shabbos and you can push Shabbos? And you said, on Yom Kippur, the second day, it's okay, or like, you know, on Yom Kippur, so if you. We're seeing it as a later development of law, which we've seen earlier, you might think, only Shabbos, that's the only Shabbos.
So what is the Rambam telling us?
That well, we don't have that halavim, you have life for Shabbos, okay, then the Yom said...
What's the halavim? The halavim is that you...
Like, maybe it is only Shabbos,
maybe you think it's only Shabbos. Maybe it should be only Shabbos. Even though Shabbos is Spila, Shabbos is Torah, Shabbos is...
Is
Oren Shabbos in Torah? Right, Oren Shabbos is Torah. Yeah.
To go along with that,
it's
possible
that any candle
that is just
a lighting a candle is always Drabbana? Really? Then what's left? If that's a Drabbana, then I don't know what's left. Then I think it's all but that's an abundance of what's left, right? Wow. Kirsch, what do you say? Maybe the Rambam holds like Rabbeinu Tam is still in the Kiddush. It's a real pilpul. It's a real pilpul. Okay, we're going to have an answer by the time we leave here today to this question. Let's learn more and then we can see what the answer is. Possibly be. I mean, the Kesef Mishnah just discusses that Rabbeinu Moshe Kippur din Tosefes Michol al Kodesh, but the Rambam doesn't mention the idea of Tosefes Shabbos. Because of our Magi Paragal Hill Shvi Sosos, the time in Shum Delaysen like Tosefes Tvar Torah. The Rambam doesn't hold from Tosefes. El Le'inu Yom Kippur Levad. Right, the Rambam sheet is there's no such thing as Tosefes. It's only on Yom Kippur is there Tosefes.
Yeah,
Midrash. Then Midrabanan. No, so he writes, Mashmalin, the Dvar Torah, Shekosov, Lav Dafka, the Dvar Rana Lami, Leisle Tosefis.
He holds that the Rambam sheet is that there's no Tosefis in the Raisa, and there's no Tosefis even in the Rambam.
Maybe Shana Rambam would say that Rambam is saying,
right, he says it's
not
right. Right, it's mamish. Oh, let's see more. Can you keep this question in the back of your head, yeah, Ben?
Yeah.
He's saying this, because he's practicing the Alokh Zeres
Hanukkah,
maybe, which are analytic, which are analytic ones. He's saying that you might think that Alokh
Zeres Hanukkah is later. And
Alokh Zeres Hanukkah is Sayyidina Kasavim.
So you might think that.
I mean, you're saying one might think that David Shabbos is Dokka Shabbos.
You wouldn't even do that. I mean, it's kind of like something about the culture saying that, you know, you would always presumptive that we know that already, but so the person would only see a lot of stuff backed up and think that a lot of us do the same, because it's the same kind of thing during the end of the day, the next day. And so you want, so in order to not have that in mind, you could have said that that's the key.
Okay, I mean, I'm just a little doubtful of this Hanukkah meeting. That's my question. Yeah.
Maybe the Hanukkah meeting is that you can't be, you can't be, just the only Shabbos before Shabbos. They're saying, no, still you can't be allowing before Shabbos.
So again, you're thinking that there should be a Hanukkah meeting that you should light it on Shabbos.
No, I mean,
if you can't be yotzei before Shabbat, how else are you going to do it? Oh, so let's see more. Let's see more. Look on page 3. Page 3 is the famous Rambam in the 30th parak. Paraglamid of Sofa Shabbos. Says the Rambam, Arba Advarim Nemru B'Shabbos. There are 4 things that are said about Shabbos. Shnayim min HaTorah, Ushnayim midivrei Sofer. 2 of them are referred to in the Torah, and 2 of them are midivrei Sofer. Vayim uforashim alidei hanavim. Shabbatar Zohar Vishamur Shem is partial on Genevim covered the Oneg. Now the Torah speaks about Zohar Sayyom Shabbos Lakacho and Shomor, so you're right. In the Yisro it says Zohar, and Vayaskan it says Shomor. In the Nevim it speaks about Kibud the Oneg. Shenema the Karasa and the Shabbos Oneg, the Dosh Hashem Mechubad. That in the Nevi'im, in Yeshaya, the Navi, it says, Karasa Shabbos Oneg, Kvod Hashem Mechubad, that there's an Indian of Oneg Shabbos and Kovod Shabbos. In Chumash, it speaks about Zohar and Shomor. In Navi, it speaks about Kibud Va'oneg. So what's kibud? Ezeu kibud says she'amru chacham she'mitzvah l'odem nirchot panav yadav v'raglav v'chamin be'erv Shabbos. Make vote Shabbos. Right? There's a mitzvah to wash yourself. Wash yourself in hot water on Friday for Shabbos. If you take a hot shower, you get the mitzvah, then Yeshaya Hanavi will pat you on the shoulder and say, you're a good Jew. Umasatif betzitzis, and this you're supposed to put on your tzitzis, your talis, fiyoshev bekovid rosh, and you're supposed to sit with seriousness, miyachel lachbolus pnei Shabbos, kimoshu yotzev across amelach. In other words, you're supposed to sit there and wait there for Shabbos to come. You're not supposed to just come home from work you know, 5 minutes before Shabbos, and just you're supposed to be there early and get ready early, and then just like waiting there, you know, for Shabbos to come. That's what, you know, the famous comments from Rav Soloveitchik, that in America that we finally have Shabbos, but we don't have Erev Shabbos. That, that obviously, you know, not all situations allow for this, but that's the common Shabbos that the Rambam is speaking about. The Chachamim HaRishonim Hayu Mekabtzim Talmideim. Maybe we should do this. The Chachamim HaRishonim would get their Talmidim together Be'er Shabbos Misachin, and they would all put on Talesim Ve'omim Bo V'Neitzei L'Kras Shabbos HaMelech. Right? They would get together on Friday. They'd probably go out in the fields, right? And they would all, okay? So maybe we should arrange that. Yes? Well? Yeah. That's. But he should have said at the end, "Lekras Shabbos Hamalka," not Shabbos Ham. Okay, over there. Okay. Say that to feminism. Okay. Okay, so that's Kavod Shabbos. Umikvara Shabbos sheyilbash ksus nekiya. She wear clean clothing. V'loyeh malbash achol kemalbash haShabbos. You should not dress the same way you dress during the week. Im ein lo lahachlif, but say you only have, you don't have two suits. So what do you do? Kishalshon paliso, kidei sheloyeh mabusho kemalbash achol. Because what you do is, and this is how the minhag began to wear long on Shabbos. During the week, they would roll up their clothing since they're dirty. And on Shabbos, they would roll it down. And that's been Shalshal Begodov. It was based on the Gemara. So, if you only have one set of clothing, so during the week, you have it rolled up, on Shabbos, you roll it down. But today we have two sets of clothing, so therefore it's not necessary to wear a long coat on Shabbos, because the long coat was only talking about in the situation where they only had one beggar, and then they would. But if you feel it necessary, you can do that also. So as you're teaching to you, Am Mechabsim Mechabishi B'Bnei Kavod HaShabbos, and Ezra made a takana that you should do laundry on Thursday. Because Friday, you know, laundry was a long thing in the time of the, you know, in the olden days. It's not like we don't have laundry. It's not like today you have a laundry machine, you just put it in and presto. You know, laundry then took hours and hours. That's what some want to say, that maybe all the halachas of laundry shouldn't apply to Zman Hazer, because like the laundry, I'm not saying the halacha, I'm just saying this notion, the whole idea of laundry of Kol Moed, ushering and laundry on the 9 days. Kibbe was only talking about when laundry took 4 hours, so you had to go to the lake, and so it was a bittul of Simchas Yontif, and it was a bittul of the Avelus. But today that laundry is no different, you know, laundry, you know, you put it in, you know, it's not a big thing. But Lamaisa, you know, the minhag is not to do it on these times, on Kol Moed. But it's not so pashut that is, you know, that the Issa is exactly the same that it was then. But therefore the minhag was to do the laundry on Thursday for Kavod Shabbos. Then halacha dalit also lagbo asudo mishne be'erev Shabbos. make clothes for Shabbos. But you shouldn't have a party. Say you have, you want to make a suda. No, you just want to get together and have a going away party for somebody and make a big meal on Friday. So you're not allowed to do that. Well, a bris for sure is okay, because that's so the Ravid says it's only also with women a mincha l'mala. You know, take a look in the Magid Mishnah. You'll see in Halacha Dalet. Begin Tekach Shulash Shtei Mishpachos Ayu B'Yushalayim. There are two families in Jerusalem. Achas Kavos Udosu Barav Shabbos V'Achas B'Shabbos. Parents Mizman Beis HaMedrash Shtei Nekru. There was one family made a big meal on Friday, and one made a meal on Shabbos. So what's wrong with making a meal on Shabbos? It means during the time that the rabbi was giving his class. They invited everyone to the suda, so that's not good. So they got, but then the other family got destroyed for making a big meal on Friday. Words, a meal that's not a regular meal. You can't do the whole day. But a suda's bris, you have no choice. But a meal, in other words, you don't really normally have this big party. Whenever a special occasion, you make a big party. But it's not something you normally do. So to do it on Friday is a zilzal of Kavod Shabbos. And then, that's even in the morning. That's a suda she'ein regila. Then he continues, v'lach adalat, v'av b'chei mikvod ha-shabbos she'yimna odom en ha-milchol ha-malo l'mikvod suda k'day yikadis ha-shabbos k'yum sabi lechol. And then, even a small meal, he shouldn't have al Kavod Shabbos later in the day. Then in Halacha Hey, Mesader Adam Shulchanu Be'erev Shabbos, Aval Pi She'einu Tzoruch Elo L'Kazayis. You have to set the table. Put on the tablecloth, set the table on Friday, even if you're not going to have such a big meal, but you still should be Mesader Shulchanu. That's part of Kavod Shabbos. Hey, Mesader Shulchanu B'motzai Shabbos, Aval Pi She'einu Tzoruch Elo L'Kazayis. And also for Malav Malka, you should have. Should have a Motzai Shabbos because the Chabdo b'chin sasso v'itziyoso. So Kavod Shabbos, Rabosai, is before Shabbos and after Shabbos. Doing things before Shabbos and after Shabbos for Shabbos is what? Is what? Kavod Shabbos. No, we'll see. In other words, we're going to see, as the Rambam points out, and it's known from the Vilna Gaon, that Kavod Shabbos is before Shabbos. Onik Shabbos is on Shabbos. The things that you do before Shabbos, that's called Kavod Shabbos. The things that you do on Shabbos for Shabbos, that's Onik Shabbos. Tzarech l'saki in beis v'vel yom v'vel kavod Shabbos, you have to fix your house, get it ready, clean it. And you should have a ner doluch before Shabbos, and you should have the bed, you know, made nicely, because that's Kavod Shabbos. If a chashuv guest is coming, so you don't just wait till the guest comes and start posturing around. In anticipation of the coming of this guest, you tidy up, you have a separate table, you light candles, you have a nice ambiance, a nice that's what problem guests and problem of Shabbos. Now I want to repeat the question again that I asked before. What's the Kiddush of the Rambam that you light the candle before Shkia? Yes. Lighting the candle is what? Lighting the candle is only Shabbos or the only Shabbos or the common Shabbos?
What about the lighting itself is Onik Shabbos? Yeah, I'm sorry, it's Kibbutz Shabbos, the Bracha.
The Bracha? What do you mean by the Bracha?
Well, I didn't mean the Shabbos.
Where is that Onik Shabbos?
Shabbos has already happened, so you're closing your eyes, you've lit the candle, so it's only a snap.
Well, then we can have a separate pack of when Shabbos really begins. But I don't understand why saying the bracha makes it over Shabbos. Lighting the candles, okay, say fine, then we wanted that. After you make the bracha, why is that over Shabbos?
I don't know if I'm on thin ice here. Okay, is the bracha is the only now you set up? Is the bracha now you set up Shabbos?
Correct, so the bracha is before Shabbos.
Candles have
to be lit. So that's what we have a whole pattern. When the Shabbos begins, from the time the candles are lit, and from the time that the presentation is drunk, so then you have to come put it away.
I love
you're getting when you
use the candle on top
itself. That's what I want you to do. That the lighting of the candle before Shabbos have called Shabbos. And what? And the fact that you use it on Shabbos, that's holy Shabbos. So, later Shabbos, and this is what it seems, the Rambam is explaining in the first round, that later Shabbos has a dual aspect. Neir Shabbos is both Kavod Shabbos and Onik Shabbos. It's Kavod Shabbos because you do it before, and it's Onik Shabbos because you're getting an offer of it on Kavod Shabbos. Okay. So now, I reiterate my question. What does the Rambam mean to say when he says that we light the candles before Shkia? What is he trying to tell us?
So he's telling that it's both a Kavod Shabbos and Onik Shabbos. That's different from if you're dead on Shabbos. If it's still late on Shabbos when you lie down for a night, you're being had a promise that you may be dead.
Right.
Just like on Friday night, you're being had a weekend before this as a couple of four times.
Right. We go to the fact that whatever you do before Shabbos, that's called Kavod Shabbos.
And then when you are dead, that's Onik Shabbos.
That's what?
And then when you are dead,
from when you're dead, Onik Shabbos, that's Onik Shabbos.
So Shabbos is like the candles and any other thing.
Okay. Right.
You always want to share it.
Right. In other words, the Kiddush we're going to see, the Pre-Yitzchak is going to explain very beautifully. That the Shat and the Rambam authority is the following.
Rambam has called the light of what she has, so you should be called that. I don't mean Rambam to tell me that. That really is Kodesh. I know the Rambam to tell me that. What the Rambam is telling me is that you have to light before, because why? Because of Kodesh. Not because of Kodesh, of course. But what does that mean? Adjusted is not light. So when you say adjusted, when you're light, when you're adjusted, when you're in the air, when you're adjusted, you have to do it early. The old week, you have to do it early, it's just a shoe how Shabbos. So then adjusted, you can light them when you come over and shoe. Right? You don't have a pre-existing, right? And if the child lighting before she is not on spell Shabbos, it also helps one other Shabbos, so then adjunctive as well, you have to light before Shkia, even though you can lie there. So adjunctive is no ill adjunctive by lighting. And that's the horror, the punch of shock, what he has to tell you to do it beforehand. Because he's telling you that there's a din of what? Of covet before. So not to mean on adjunctive, because the adjunctive part, you can light later if you start over young. So on Yom Kippur, did he say wait for light later to come home from shul, or should you can be lit before Shia? So that's what I'm saying. Always light before Shia, where's the comment? So let's take a look at the previous stuff. See that inside. Who's the previous stuff?
Reb Yitzchak Blazer, who is the Talmud of Yisrael Salanter, who also wrote the Sefer Koch Veor. Right? You guys went through Koch Veor a little bit? Huh? What is it? Yeah, a little bit. What page is it? Page 11. No. Right, he says, the Iker Hadin, the Shalom Yachtin, Shalom Yacher. Right, there's a Gemara that says, by name of Shabbos, you shouldn't be Machtin, you should do it too early in the day, and you shouldn't be Ma'acher. Right, you know that Gemara? If you want to see it inside, page 15. Take a look on page 15. Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Look at where I end the arrow, that line. Uvad shalo yachtim shalo ya'acher. You can't light Neiros Shabbos too early in the day or too late. So what's this idea? So he has a suffix, yesh lachor. Shalo ya'acher me'ezer inyan. Why can't you light it late? Is it because mitzad leisid the Isra Shabbos? Is it because of Chil Shabbos? Maybe the Kiddush is that you shouldn't do it too late, so you should have Tosefah Shabbos? Or is it because of what? Of the covenant. Look at the next paragraph. If the reason why you shouldn't light it too late is because of Chil Shabbos, either because of Chil Shabbos or Mevatel the Mitzvah of Tosefah Shabbos, find the Lo Yachir Melahadlik Bezman HaTosefes Shem Tutzarach Lahosim Michol Al HaKodesh Fad Loka Havayav Melocha. But yontif, there's no problem, so then you can manage do it when it's dark. But if the pshat of lo yachir is not because of the isur melacha, but rather el mishum da'avos man amuto lo yachir la'adik mosagim hashem rosi b'chol achol sheiz man v'ad yom kamocha medayin ikar kveda adlocha saner shel la'achir adoso zman v'ezer tam shul lepizeh gam inya adlocha saner b'ev yodiv du mitzvah gam kein k'mor erev shabbos sarach levarach al adlocha. But if it's for another reason, namely the covid reason, so then
so it would apply to Yantif as well. So it would be also for Kavod. So Pashtus is the Rambam doesn't hold from this din of Tosefus. So to tell me that the Rambam saying you shouldn't mechal Shabbos is Pashtus. To say that he's trying to say that you have to light it early so you should have Tosefus, but Rambam doesn't hold from Tosefus on Shabbos. So why is he telling you should light it early? He's saying to light it early because of this din of Kavod Shabbos. So therefore the Pri Yitzchak says if that's the Pshat, then it'll be on Yontif as well. That even though Yontif you're allowed to light late, right? But still, that is the Indian to light early because of Kavod Yontif and Kavod Shabbos. And that's the Chora, the Pshat in the Rambam, that he's saying that you should light early. Yeah, Bert?
Well, nowadays there isn't really only Shabbos light.
Oh, so that's what we're going to talk about. Now that we have electricity, so what are the role of the candles? Yeah, some houses the light goes. What?
Some houses the light goes out on purpose.
Right. So we'll have to see. We'll talk about that. But what's the role in light of electricity? Yeah. Well, first of all, that's not so partial when you're saying that the only things that you could, that's a whole, it could only be Makshirin by Makshiri Ochel Nefesh, you say that. But Ochel Nefesh Gufa is not like that, and this could be considered Ochel Nefesh Gufa, so it's not so partial what you're saying. Okay. So, in other words, if there's a mitzvah of Tosefus, so obviously you can't just light till the buzzer. You have to do Tosefus. But he doesn't open it, right? So, Korka, when the Rambam says he should light early, he said, that's this din that he has in Perek Lamed, that there's a din of Kavod, that you should do it on. Say, for example, the discussion of the postgame, what if a woman didn't like dance tonic if she get a goy to do it on Shabbos? Right? So that's a discussion, right? But certainly, if you get a goy to do it on Shabbos, whether you're allowed or not, this is a future discussion. But certainly, that'll only give you the kiyum of onik Shabbos, but you won't give you a kavod, because the whole idea of kavod is again preparation from before. That's what kavod is. In other words, don't stuff yourself on Friday because you got to make room for Shabbos. In the Hasidic Sfarim, they say that one of the most important mitzvahs in the Torah, in the Hasidic Sfarim, you know what it says? What does it say in the Hasidic Sfarim? Is sleeping. To sleep on, to take a nap on Friday, so you should be awake for Shabbos. Yeah, that's like a big thing in the Hasidic Sfarim. They say that it should be, really it should have been one of the Aseres HaDibros. I'm saying, one of the Sfarim writes that, really it should have been, and he asks a cold question, why is that? It's not one of the Aseres HaDibros. Church? What does that mean? What do you mean preparing of the candles? Oh, so we'll talk about that. We'll start both. Both things. Setting up the wicks, setting up the leifter, and the actual lighting is all part of this.
I Friday, so we're considering Shabbos, right? What is he doing the extra 3 weeks before the Shabbos?
I mean, what, I mean, we have this idea of the laundry on Thursday.
Thursday night.
Thursday night is already Friday anyway, so. As long as it's Nika, that it's Lekavod Shabbos. I mean, well, he's speaking about Thursday will come to Shabbos. Well, huh? Yeah. And then he continues. The halacha vav, apple pisha haya adam chashuv v'yoser. Even if a person is like a very adam chashuv, same dakel likach dvar min hashuk. Right, certain people of stature, you don't see the president of the whatever going in the stores, right? Certain people of stature, you never see them in the stores because that's not considered dignity for them to shop in stores. Well, most asked for blocks of advice, or they don't necessarily clean in their house because they're people of stature, but still high losses varim shame of sir Shabbos begufo shezok vodo. But even these people for Shabbos they have to help out. Chum rishonim mehem misha yemefatzal eitzim levachal mehem. By chum rishonim, some of them would get the wood ready. Mehem misha yemevachal omaleh, or some of them would actually do the cooking. Umaleh basa or go do psilos, or make the, you know, spin the wicks of Madlik Neiros, or some of them would actually go to the store. Even though normally certain people don't go to stores, but for Shabbos they would go to the store. Anyone who's marbe before Shabbos is Meshubach. Then on page 4, down Halacha Zion, the Rambam speaks about Oneg. Till now he was speaking about Kovod. Now he's speaking about Oneg. Is there Oneg? Yosha Amu Chacham Shal Tzorek Lusakim Tapshil Shomim Biyotzer Umashkim Mavusam Lushabas Akolofi Mamur Shalodim. So Marbe Vatzal Shabbos with Tikkun Macholim Rabin told him Harizim Meshubach to have good food on Shabbos is only Shabbos. Any other Masechet Tzvi also on Shalach for Yosef on Shem Kol Shabbos is the only Shabbos. Any Chayav Lahatzei Atmo Lishol Yachin Zedar Macharbos Machol B'Shabbos. But you don't have to sell your clothing for that. Amu Chacham Lishon Asay Shabbos Machol V'Atitzar Chabrios. In other words, you have to have good food for the Shabbos, but you're not mechuyev to knock on people's doors for that. So the simple shot in the Rambam says is divrei sofrim. So divrei sofrim means different things in the Rambam in different places. Hashem shot divrei sofrim means drabbanim. Sometimes, I mean, yeah, because we see like certain things like Neiros Chanukah, we also, you know, going around for. Right. Oh, okay.
or Kiddush HaRayim, maybe it's not the Raisa. Yeah, but even if he didn't make the tefillah, if he just said the paragraph of Kiddush that we have there, even if he didn't have the wine, he'll say. Okay, so far we've seen two aspects of Neirat Shabbos. There's the Kavod aspect and the Oneg aspect. Right? The Rambam writes, in the original, we saw in Perek Lamed, he speaks about doing an Neirat Shabbos for Kavod Shabbos. But in Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph, on page 1, he writes, Fir Eino Yachos Shal Pesachim Kech Shem Marvik Es Haner Shezeh B'chlal Oneg Shabbos. But to have it is B'chlal Oneg Shabbos. And then, in Perek Dalet, Halachi Dalet, the Rambam writes, Hayal fun of Ner Beso, Ner Chanukah, or Ner Beso, Kiddush Hayom, Ner Beso Kodim, Mishum Shalom Beso. If the third aspect of Ner Shabbos, besides the Kavod aspect of doing it before, and besides the Oneg Shabbos, is Shalom Bais. And we'll have to see what does it mean, Shalom Bais. What does Shalom Bais mean? But the Rambam says that Shalom Bais is very important. Sherei Hashem Nimchat Lasa Shalom Ben Ish Leishto. You know that by Sota, right? You take the Hashem Hashem and you erase it into the water. And then she drinks it to make Shalom between Ish Leishto. So Ad Kedei Kach Shalom Bais is so important that God's name is erased for Shalom Bais. God Ha Shalom Shekol HaTorah Nitla Lasa Shalom Ba'olam. That the whole point of Torah is to create shalom. Shenema drachea darchei Noam chol nesivo seha shalom. That's a big yisod. That the Torah. You see, sometimes people don't know the halachas and they think someone's doing something wrong and they make a whole fight about it. Whereas if they really know the halacha, they sometimes would see that it's not so bad. But a person has to know that the Torah is something that's not supposed to close machlokas. You know, some people have machlokas in about Erevin and the other things, and you know, and all these type of things. And so you have to realize that the whole point of Torah is to make shalom, not to make machlokas. So a person has to be very careful. So the point of Neir Shabbos is shalom bias as well, and we'll see that in the packet as we continue. Right. So you have to, right, it works both ways. So everyone has to be b'sholem. But I think a lot of times the lack of machlokas about halakhic issues, a lot of times is when people don't know enough. Right, ignorance. Ignorance causes a lot of machlokas. So a lot of times, you know, you think someone's to make it, and if you really know the halachas, and as we say many times, knowing halacha means that you know all the sources, you know it well, so you know what's a shita, what other shitas are, what can be relied on the Shas HaKach, what can't be relied. If the whole knowledge of halacha is just from these bottom line svarim, then you don't really know halacha. You just know what these bottom line svarim say, and that's very dangerous, because and you're going to say it's just, this is what he says, state and whatever. Yeah.
In the Rambam, speaks about only Shabbos. He says that higher than the sugar, if you don't want to buy more stuff for Hotel Shabbos, why wouldn't you? Isn't there a bar that said, like, you came back with all your expenses and stuff like that? Why don't you just quote that in March?
shul if you spend a lot of
time. Right. Okay. Enough on Ami. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to see. The shalom for the candles is either because it's not a good atmosphere to sit in the dark, so you're not going to have, you know. And number two, you're going to start tripping on the furniture, and that's not so good either. And all these things are going to cause lack of harmony. Right. Huh? Oh, so let's see a little some of these makaris. But before we continue, let's see the Rambam said an interesting thing that who's really strictly speaking, the mitzvah of Neir Shabbos is a mitzvah on the man and the woman, right? That's what the Rambam says. It's but look at page 2, Parakei Halacha Gimel. That was the original Rambam that we made a fuss about. Hamadlik tzarich ladlik mivod yom koim shkiyas achama. V'noshim mitzuvas al dovaze yoser min ha'anoshim. In other words, even though the chiyav is on men also, the women have more shaykhis to this mitzvah. V'nishayim mitzuyis v'batim v'hein asukos v'lechas habayit. Afal pikin tzarich ha'ich l'asirim v'lindog l'asom al-kach v'lomar lehem l'anshay beso ha'ev Shabbos kodesh v'chashaycha ha'vlik l'asaner. The chiyuv is on men and women, but l'maisa the women do it more because the women are what? Around the house. So therefore what? So they're there, so they're the ones who like. Practical reason. Very practice. But they're there. But the husband should make sure it's done. Right? But that's the The tour on page 6. Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'ish b'chol makom she'yadliku bo. The mechiv is on men and the women. Now the Torah is going to say a different reason why the women have a greater obligation. The Rambam said very practical. Women have a greater obligation because they're at home, so they're always at home, so they'll be available to life. The Torah says a different chapter. The women have a lot of atonement. Because they mess things up. How do they mess things up? Because they got Adam to eat the Eitabas, and that caused death in the world. So, Mimesha Kopsodera Shalom. She extinguished the light of the world. In other words, the light of the world is the Adam, and the Shalom of Adam Barisha. She caused the extinguishment, he could die. What if the husband decides, you know, you can have the rest things, like sometimes the wife wants to make a motion or something like that. Say the husband says, I want to be the one to like the man of chance. What do you say? The biggest thing.
He can say, look, I have just as equal chiyuv as you do, so why should you be? Let's take turns.
Let's take turns. One for I, you like, one for I, I like. She gets the priority. In other words, she can say no. Why? Because that's the same. I'm not saying it's hard for Yosef. The legal of the key is not a man too, but the woman has considered a great key, either because of the Rambam's reason of the suyos. So see, but at some point that it would only be the Rambam's reason of the suyos, that's more practical. That wouldn't make it necessarily so much more of a,
there's also a system of
restriction. Right, so women are something similar to it. Yeah. Sure. Some women are working, you know, some households, I've seen women work the late and the husbands do all the preparations.
What is the
two
you're
they're found. They found a home more.
Oh, but according to the reason that she caused death in the world, she has to make it up. So then it's her mitzvah. For some say that the
there used to be some candle in the shul that the men would light to make it the men happy. And then, no.
That's why you married
someone
that you
can make. Oh. Yeah. Right. There is this concept that the men light and blow it out so it'll light easier. That's brought down, as Jacob pointed out in the law. I don't know if it's in this part, but it's in another part. yeah, and it's interesting that there's an interesting Rabbi Kivager on page 17.
Say, and they three mitzvahs that are very, women don't do before they start telling something, whatever. They have to be mitzvah, and halacha, and habakkuk.
So it's funny. I say this.
We say this in Shabbos every week, right? A year, we would say, right? And I've never picked up on this. It's not power. Nida, there's no verb I need. Chala, there's no verb. Just have a cross of chala. If it's not longer than there, you should have a cross of chala. Why is it longer than there and just chala? Right? If you're speaking with verbs, it should say, a cross of chala and longer than there. What's chala? Just say, chala over there. What's
Kala
or Lucas in there? Isn't that a bit locked? Right? And then those, who works up on this? Rabbi Kivager picks up on this. Right? What's this lesson? Have Lucas in there. They're saying, we're there. Just like saying, oh, you know that for us, Kala? So what's the
Absolutely.
Is your own? Huh?
Yeah.
You were talking to Rabbi Kivager.
Why were you speaking?
Send Rabbi Kivager from the bottom of page 17. Well,
Why does it say when they act on the tani b'chal, the tani b'afrashus chal? A tani rachel rameh b'vat b'isa b'tikunei dar. Apparently the original source of this is in the tikunei dar. The balabayich yisakin es haneirus, that the balabayich set it up first, that the man, b'ikra tadlik b'shem hachi tani u'vahadlok es haneir, omar, b'tikin lavalo rameh. You know, hadlok es haneir means that the woman's mitzvah is not for the hadlok. Not the whole concept of the neir. The man
should the sack is there. The woman is only the hadlaka is in there. So that's why it doesn't tell you there. It just tells you there. You think that the whole there in you is the woman. No, that's the one. That's the hadlaka is in there. That's pretty good, huh? That's pretty good, huh? Okay. Okay. So now let's see, Rabotai, the source of these three things. We said there are three aspects of Neir HaShabbos. There's the Kavod aspect, the Oneg aspect, and the Shalom Bayis aspect. Now let's see the sources for all these three things. So the famous pasuk in Yeshayah, page 7. In Toshiv Mishabbos Raglecha, if you hold back walking on Shabbos, meaning you don't go out of the Tchum, Asos Chavatzecha B'Yom Kodshi, and you don't do your own things on Shabbos, the Karosol Shabbos Onik, and you have Onik Shabbos, V'chvot Hashem v'chubad. So then the chibato, you mechabed it. Me'asos drachecha, not doing your mundane things. Not doing your own needs, the davar davar, not even speaking a business talk on Shabbos. So we have here the concept of Oneg, concept of Shabbos Oneg, and then this idea of Mechubad and the Chibarto of Kavod. And the Rishonim discuss each aspect. The Sefer Yerayim. Sefer Yerayim is written by Reb Lezer Mimitz, who is the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. Says, "Near Shabbos in Chanukah, and Chanukah after Pesach, mitzvah midraban. Umitzvah midraban is ain la avos lo banu the mitzvah v'chalan. And near Shabbos, agav shitfa. Yana ain la avos. Okay." Ribad the Masas Racham Chachamim, the Tzivu Lahad third line, Lahad the Gner B'Shabbos Lichvod Shabbos. That Ner on Shabbos is for covered Shabbos. That's Mechu Akrav, Yadata Kisholom Alecha, Pekat Navecha, Lotechto, etc. That's the idea of covered Shabbos. Karasa L'Shabbos, Chvod Shabbos. Light Mechvod Shabbos. And the Sefer, the Smag, on page 10, we talked about the Smag, the Sefer Mitzvah's Gadol, right? That has Kol HaTorah Kula in it, right? Except what didn't have? Well, Yerushalmi about Zorah, right? But everything else it has. Right? Yes.
You're saying by the
Right, but we compare certain things. We compare Shabbos to others. It's a Rambam says, right? So he writes, Aminan, on page 10, the Perek Lamebab Likin, Shadlak is Nebbi Shabbos Chova, the Ikhet Sivuim of Nebbiim, Shatsivu Lachabein Es HaShabbos. Sivu Lachabein Es HaShabbos. Shadlak is Nebbi Noah, who Iker HaKovod. That's the Iker HaKovod, is to have Adlak is Nebbi Noah. Rachim Allah, Ashek Nishon, Vetzosam Sivan, Wan Negin Es HaShabbos. Gabi Novik Siv Elof Tishmun. You have to listen to the Novi, so it means you have to listen to Yeshaya. Bechlam Chalal the Lo Sosser, and it's Nichlal the Lo Sosser, as we discussed. Aminami Hassan Harab Yal Benir Noah, Havi Labonim Talmide Chachamim. If you're Rab Yal Benir Noah, then your sons will be Talmide Chachamim. So we see both in the Sefer Yireim and in the Smad that the idea of, and again we saw all this in the Rambam, is the Neir Shabbos is Kovet Shabbos. Now let's look in the Shibole Halekit on page 12. Lekach tov, lekem baboker lisbo, mikan she'ein sviya el b'mar sa'ayim. That you can never get enjoy the food unless you see the food. Part of the enjoyment is seeing it. Shein kohal zomer tov mara inayim mehaloch nefesh. Shein amur meseinu, lo yuchal adam tafshilo el la'or haner. That you shouldn't eat your tafshil unless there's light. Hasumin, blind people, ochlin ve'enim sveim. They eat, but they're not satiated, because they don't see it. Misha ochlin v'shabes b'lo ne'er b'choshech yidmu, ke'enim ochlin l'sov v'nafshem. That if you don't have ne'er Shabbos, you're not going to enjoy it. V'ol shem yipol zvuv b'machal. Maybe some bug is in your... food and you soup, you won't be so. If you eat Surah Shabbos and you'll see, maybe you're eating bugs today. Maybe they're eating bugs even if you have the lights on. Maybe Shabbos is a right. See, Amr was saying, Hadlak is near Shabbos, Chova, today she is aneg Shabbos, the Machal of Mishta. So you see that what? Today you chase Aneg, because if the lights are off, you're not going to have the proper Aneg. So that's the second aspect. So again, the first aspect was the Kovod. We saw that, again, we saw this all in the Rambam, but now in different Yishonim, we saw in the Sefer Yireim, and in the Smag, the idea of Kovod Shabbos, and in the Shibole Halekit, we see the Inyan of what? Aneg Shabbos. Now, what's the third aspect? What? Shalom Bayis. So this, look on page 14 for a second. What's the source of Shalom Bayis? Where in Tanakh is the source of Shalom Bayis? Luke? Where would you think?
Eicha is the source of Shalom Bayis.
What does it say?
But Tiznach on page 14. But Tiznach Mishalom Nachshi Lashisi Tova.
My Bat Tiznach Mishalom Nachshi Amr Ravol Zohad Lachis Ne'er Shabbos. Lashisi Tova Amr Ravol Yirmiyo Zohad Beit Hamer. Let's see that Pasuk in Sar, if you make it. I don't see people speaking about it enough to talk to the education. Okay? Will you ever speak about the Pasuk in Exodus? Pasuk 6, page 13. But this is not Mishalom Nashi. Nashisi Tova. Can anyone? Let's just translate. Let me go. Translate the words. Translate the words.
Is not Michal Nazi, but she's a
who's speaking here? Who wrote this passage? Yirmiyahu HaNavi. So Yirmiyahu HaNavi talk about after the Korban, right? Eicha Yashva Badar. Right, after the Korban. See, after the Korban, he said, there's so much disgust and poverty. We don't have any shalom. And we don't have any hope. Nashiti Pope. Why Nashiti? We did by the Gira Nasha. To get Tovah is for God. It is not Mishalom, there's no Shalom. And Tovah is for God. What do we mean there's no Shalom? So you know how the Gemara is interpreting this Pasuk? That it is not Mishalom, no Shalom? That they, the poverty at the time of the Korban was so great that they didn't even have money for a little oil in their shops. That's what it means, but this is not Mishalom Nachi. They didn't even have enough work for Shalom, enough money for Shalom, even for their jobs. So what does it mean, Nashiti Tova? What does Nashiti Tova mean? They didn't have Tova. What does Tova mean? Yeah, they didn't have even bad houses. The two most important things. They didn't have showers, and they weren't able to take showers. So that's what Yirmiyahu is describing, the poverty at the time of the Korban. And that's how Chazal interpreted it. Tiznach Misholom Nafshi, that there was no Sholom, meaning they couldn't afford oil or candles or wicks with Ner Shabbos. And the Shishi Tova, there was no Tova, there was no Beit HaMerkas. So that's what it says in the Gemara on page 14. But tiznach mishalom nafshi, nesisi tova. Ma'ar v'tiznach mishalom nafshi, amar avabo, yilo hadlokas ner Shabbos. Nesisi tova, do berta merchats. And then there's other pshat, in Kitsi Yerayim Raglayim, etc. And Rashi says, I'd like to say, B'shar Shaloi alod mimah la'advik. Mokom she'in ner in Shalom. There's no ner. So at the time of the Korban, they didn't have what to light. They didn't have any, they didn't have candles, they didn't have oil. They had nothing. And mokom she'in ner in Shalom, she'holach nikshal, that if a person doesn't have a ner, he doesn't have Shalom, he's going to trip. She'holach ba'feil. He's going to trip. And on page 15, Rashi writes a little differently. Rashi on page 15, and Tav Gimel of the day, he says, Shalom Beisov, Achi Aminen, Atiznach Mishalom Nafshi, Zohad Lekos Ne'er B'Shabbos, Shebenei Beisov Mitzdarim Leishev B'Choshech. The people are Mitzdair to sit in the dark. So those are two separate reasons. One reason is that you're going to trip. You're going to trip on the chair. You don't see the chair today, you're going to walk, you trip on the chair. Another thing is done. It's spooky to have a dog. You don't enjoy it. So that's the third aspect. So we have Kovet, Oneg, and Shalom Bayis. Now we know the halacha is that back on page 15. I didn't put a bracket there, but that near base of Nechanek and near base of Adiv Nishum Shalom Beisov, right? That if you have a choice of having near Chanukah, you can only afford one, near Chanukah or near Shabbos. Near Shabbos is more important because of Shalom Beis. So that's brought in Shulchan Aruch on page 16. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Hanashim Mishores Bo Yosef Nishim
Suish Bais Vasuka Sukai Bais. Ein Yadom Asegis Liknos Ner Shabbos Likinish Hayom Ner Shabbos Kodim. Ein Yadom Asegis Liknos Ner Shabbos Ner Chanukah Ner Shabbos Kodim Shabbos Beiso. Ein Shalom Bais Vlo Ner. Ein Yadom Asegis Liknos Ner Kiddush Liknos Ner Chanukah Ner Shabbos Kodim. Then the Magen Avraham says Shabbos Kodim Bais. Lachain Yesh Lo Ner Echad Saki Vik Ner Chanukah Kiddush Ner Chanukah. Because if you, as long as you have one candle for Shabbos, so then already you have Or, so then you take care of your Shalom Bayis, so then you should use the rest for Kanuk. You shouldn't say, well, I need Dafka two candles for Shabbos. Then the question whether a blind person could make a bracha, or a blind woman, or a blind man, so they make a bracha on Neres Chanuk, on Neres Shabbos. Nearly the Suma Gam came to Varech. Because Danena Gam came in Ma'oros. Kavachom him in Neres Chanukah. Tomokom Yishol Baal Pikech Yivarech HaBaal. In other words, if the Baal could see, he should make it. But still, he got Hanoah, right? Because other people could, from life, even because other people could see, right? The Gemara Megillah, other people were able to be, see him and help him out. Okay, we did. Let's see the Maril. Famous Maril. Says the Maril on page what? 19. Nishal Bas Achos to Mari Segel. The niece of the Mari Segel asked the following. Maybe she was asked, whatever. Al Achol Isha Shemishtadla Sheshogra Velo Hidlika Ner B'Shabbos. A woman forgot to write Ner B'Shabbos. For horror law, the Marisegel Paskin. In other words, the niece was asked the Shaila. They figured they'll ask the niece the Shaila. And the niece asked her uncle. And the Marisegel's niece was asked the Shaila. What happens if a woman forgets to light Neiris Shabbos? And the niece said, I'll ask my uncle. Vishalom Idoda, Veshiv Mashate Zihira, call your man Lahosif. I'll call there shall mitzvah yosem imasha yosemigila b'shiur marata. That the rest of her life she has to be mosif. So here it's probably talking about oil, so she should put more oil in. Or today we assume it means to make it, if you don't use oil, it means to an extra candle. Or a longer candle. Whenever she has a fast, the tizvada, as tizvada gam ken al averazu. Whenever she's doing vidoy anyway, on the fast day, so she do vidoy and not lighting near Shabbos. And she wants to fast because of this to inflict herself a little bit, so he says Tavol Abracha. Now this is brought in Shulchan Aruch page 20. In the Ramah. I'm on the second line there. A woman who forgot the light. Normally she writes two, so the rest of the light she has to light three. That's the Maril we just saw. What is he saying? Because on one hand, look at the Machaber. Machaber says, Yezor Lass is no Yafi Yishim Chor Lass is Stay Psyl Zechad Neged Zohar Echad Neged Shomer. The meaning is to light two candles. to Zohar and Shomer, right? So you might think if you make this person like three, so you lose out on the Zohar and Shomer. The answer is no. Three means two plus one. You still have the two there. So you, that's why, like you say, someone likes to give stock a chai chai, because it's good luck, chai. So, but they want to give chai, they won't give 20. They want to give chai. No, so they say, no, give 20. You still have the chai and you left two more. The same thing over here. Just because you like three, doesn't take away from that you don't have two. Two is the Zohar of Shomer, and then you have this knas that she neglected to be Mechabit Shabbos properly. The question is, what about Bizman Azeh that we have the electric lights anyway? Does this knas still apply? Some posts can say it should apply even Bizman Azeh. But that we have to discuss more, what's the inyan of lighting that now that we have electric lights. So how does the whole Neiros Shabbos thing work out? Bizman Azeh that we have lights anyway. We still light. So therefore, would we still have this knas? Or is the knas only because you aren't mechabit Shabbos properly? But today, you're mechabit properly, you have plenty of light there. Yeah. Well, right, and why don't you say covered the fact that you open the lights in honor of Shabbos? Why isn't that covered Shabbos?
Well, maybe
you
didn't have all the Friday
lights already on. Right, so that we have to see. Right. Yeah, Avram?
So this child that we're asking right now, also when we change the order and affirmation of the Shabbos to be typical, like we're going to still be following the order of the Sarahs?
The way Mishnah and Pirkei Avos in Pamed and Likin.
Yeah. Or Likin.
You mean maybe it shouldn't apply to Zman Azeh?
Maybe it won't apply if that Mishnah is for like
Pamed. Yeah, okay. Some people... Yeah, I hear.
But if that Mishnah is other parts,
yeah. Alright, why not?
So we need to light, you know, like to be caught.
Right, so maybe she could do that by opening up the. If we have what? No, no, we're talking about the fact that the lights are on, so therefore, is it really accomplishing anything? We'll have a packet of that, hopefully. Kelly? Oh, so that's a coming packet also. You mean the guys who... Yeah. Yeshiva guys, I'll just tell you, is that some... we have to see this inside, but some hold that... since their mother's lighting at home, plus the fact that there's light in the hallway, could be sufficient. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's some type of minute of sorts. Well, okay, we're going to do more. We're going to do more. Okay, well. Yeah, we'll see, yeah. Okay, everyone, sir. We'll grab a minute, Rabbi, I'll say in 1 minute.